Welcome to The Unraveler, a weekly commentary devoted to explaining the Torah, Haftarah, and other aspects of Jewish history, ideas, and thought. This podcast is made by the FJMC, the Federation of Jewish Men's Clubs. The material of these Unraveler podcasts provide a historical and somewhat different approach to help you, the listener, better understand Jewish life and thought. This week's Haftarah commentary is read by Michael Freilich of the Seaboard region of the FJMC, whose Judaic knowledge has been shared with men throughout North America. We hope you enjoy it and find it intellectually challenging. The opinions expressed in The Unraveler are those of the author and do not necessarily represent the opinions or policy of the FJMC.
The 42nd Parsha in the annual cycle of Jewish Torah readings is referred to as Matot, or sometimes Matos. This is the Hebrew word for tribes. It is the first distinctive word in the Parsha. The Haftarah is from Jeremiah chapter 1, verses 1 through chapter 2, verse 3. The Haftarah is the first of three readings of admonition before Tisha B'Av. In the Torah portion, Moshe conveys the laws regarding vows, or promises, to the heads of the tribes of Israel. War is waged against Midian, and it was waged because of their role in plotting the moral destruction of Israel, and the Torah gives a detailed account of the war spoils and how they were allocated among the people, the warriors, the Levites, and the high priest. The tribes of Reuben and Gad, later joined by half of the tribe of Manasseh, asked for lands east of the Jordan as their portion in the Holy Land, these being prime pasture for their cattle. Moses is initially angered by this request, but later on agrees to on the condition that they first join lead in Israel's conquest of the lands west of the Jordan. Well, the Haftarah is taken from Jeremiah, and I thought it was important to get a little bit of a background on who Jeremiah is historically believed to be. He is believed to have lived from roughly 650 to roughly 570 before the Common Era. He is frequently called the Weeping Prophet. He is one of the major prophets of the Hebrew Bible. According to Jewish tradition, Jeremiah authored the Book of Jeremiah, the Books of Kings, and the Book of Lamentations. With Lamentations, he had the assistance of his under-editorship of Baruch ben Neriah, who was his scribe and disciple. In addition to proclaiming many prophecies of God, God of Israel, the Book of Jeremiah goes into detail regarding the prophet's private life, his experiences, and his imprisonment. Jeremiah was active from the beginning of the reign of Josiah, who was the king of Judah from roughly 626 before the Common Era until after the fall of Jerusalem in 597 and 586, and the destruction of Shlomo's temple in 587 BC. This period spanned the rule of five different kings of Judah. They are Josiah, Joahaz, Joachim, and Zedekiah. Jeremiah was a son of a Kohen from a Benjaminite village. The difficulties he encountered, as described in the Book of Jeremiah and Lamentations, prompted scholars to refer to him as the Weeping Prophet. He was called to prophecy in 626 BCE by God to proclaim Jerusalem's coming destruction by invaders from the north. This was because Israel had forsaken God by worshiping the idols of Baal and burning their children as offerings to Baal. The nation had deviated so far from God's laws that the nation had broken its covenant, causing God to withdraw his blessings. Jeremiah was guided by God to proclaim that the nation of Judah would suffer famine, foreign conquest, plunder, and captivity in a land of strangers. According to Jeremiah, or Yirmiyahu, God called Jeremiah to prophecy about 5 years before the king of Josiah had turned the nation towards repentance from idolatrous practices. Josiah's reforms were insufficient to save Judah and Jerusalem from destruction because of the sins of Manasseh, Josiah's grandfather, and Judah's lustful return to the idolatry of foreign gods, which happened after Josiah's death. Yirmiyahu was said to have been appointed to reveal the sins of the people and the punishment to come. Yirmiyahu resisted the call by complaining he was only a child and did not know how to speak, but the Lord placed words in Yirmiyahu's mouth, commanding him, quote, "Get yourself ready," close quote. The qualities of a prophet listed in Jeremiah include not being afraid, standing up to speak as told, and going to where you're sent. Since Jeremiah is described as emerging well-trained and fully literate from his earliest preaching, his relationship to his family has been used to suggest that he may have been trained at the scribal school in Jerusalem over which Shaphan presided. Jeremiah's prophecies prompted plots against him. Unhappy with his message, mostly from the concern it would shut down the sanctuary, his priestly kin and the men of his hometown of Anatoth conspired to kill him. But the Lord revealed the conspiracy to Jeremiah, protected his life, and declared the disaster for the men of Anatoth. When Jeremiah complains to the God about his persecution, he is told that attacks on him will become worse. He also had another conflict. He denounced a number of other prophets who were prophesying peace. He claimed they were false prophets. According to the book of Jeremiah, during the reign of Zedekiah, the Lord instructed Jeremiah to make a yoke with a message that the nation would be subject to the king of Babylon. Another prophet took the yoke off of Jeremiah's neck and broke it, prophesying that within 2 years the Lord would break the yoke of the king of Babylon. But Jeremiah prophesied in return, quote, "You have broken the yoke of wood, but you have made instead a yoke of iron," end quote. Jeremiah was sympathetic to and descended from the northern kingdom of Israel. A lot of his first reported oracles are about and addressed to the Sumerians and northern tribes. He resembles the northern prophet Hosea in his use of language and examples of God's relationship to Israel. Hosea may have been the first prophet to describe the desired relationship as an example of an ancient Israelite marriage, where a man might be polygamous while a woman was only permitted one husband. Jeremiah often repeats Hosea's marital imagery. The biblical narrative also portrays Jeremiah as being subject to additional persecutions. After he had foretold that Jerusalem would be handed over to the Babylonian army, the king's officials, including Pashur, the priest, tried to convince King Zedekiah that Jeremiah should be put to death for disheartening the soldiers and the people. Zedekiah allowed them, and they cast Jeremiah into a cistern where he sank down into the mud. It was their intent to kill Jeremiah by starvation, but allowing officials to claim to be innocent of his blood. A Cushite rescued Jeremiah by pulling him out of the cistern, but Jeremiah remained in prison until Jerusalem fell to the Babylonian army in 587 before the Common Era. The Babylonians released Jeremiah and showed him great kindness, allowing him to choose his place of residence. According to a Babylonian edict, he was sent to Mizpah in Binyamin with Gedaliah, who had been made governor of Judea. Yonahan had succeeded Gedaliah, who had been assassinated by an Israelite prince. Shortly after this, Jeremiah fled to Egypt with Baruch, his faithful scribe and friend, and the king's daughters. There the prophet spent the remainder of his years, and he was active through the fall of Israel. The Haftorah itself, from Jeremiah chapter 1, verses 1, begins by identifying its words as those of Jeremiah, to whom God's words came in the beginning of the reign of Josiah. God's word came to Jeremiah to say that before God formed him in the womb, God knew him, sanctified him, and appointed him a prophet to the nations. Jeremiah protested that he could not speak, for he was but a child. God told him not to fear, for he would go wherever God would send him, say whatever God would command him to say, and God would be with him to deliver him. God then touched Jeremiah's mouth and said that God had put words in his mouth and put him over the nations to root out and to pull down, to destroy, to overthrow, to build and to plant. God asked Jeremiah what he saw. Jeremiah replied, he saw the rod of an almond tree, and God told him that he had seen well, for God watches over his word to perform it. God's word came to Jeremiah a second time to ask what he saw, and he replied, he saw a boiling pot tipping from the north. God said that out of the north would break forth evil upon all Israel, for God would call to all the kings of the north to come, and they would set their thrones at Jerusalem's gate against its walls, against the cities of Judah. God would utter God's judgments against Judah and its people, because its people had forsaken God and worshipped the work of their own hands. God directed Jeremiah to gird his loins, arise, and speak to Judean peoples, all that God commanded. God had made Jeremiah a fortified city, an iron pillar, and stern walls against the lands of Judah, its rulers, its priests, and its people. They would fight against him. They would not prevail, for God would be with him to deliver him. God's word came to Jeremiah to tell him to go and cry in the ears of Jerusalem that God remembered the affection of her youth, her love as a bride, how she followed God in the wilderness. Israel was God's hallowed portion, God's first fruits, and all that devoured Israel would be held guilty and evil would come upon them. Just as a quick note, this is the first of three readings in which people are warned prior to Tisha B'Av and concludes with consolation. More about this when we can do Parsha 43. I am not a rabbi, I'm not a teacher, I'm just a Yehudi Pashut Mehare, Baltimore. Thank you for listening. Shalom all y'all.
We hope that you've enjoyed this podcast. The FJMC mission is to involve Jewish men in Jewish life. You can find more information about the organization at the FJMC's website at www.fjmc.org. Music for this podcast is Climb by Shane Ivers and is available at www.silvermansound.com.